Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Micah as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
In the years leading up to the exile of Israel, God commissions an Israelite man named Micah to confront the nation in their sin. We can generally characterize their sin as empty religion. The people are engaging in religious rituals, but their hearts are far from God. Their lives aren't shaped by a pursuit of the things God values. Specifically, Micah calls out the leaders of the community for running the land through bribery and oppression with no concern for justice. Micah also confronts the prophets, God's spokesmen, for their corruption. They've become greedy for material gain in their ministry work. And lastly, Micah addresses those who have become wealthy by taking advantage of the poor. The Israelites apparently believe their status as God's people means they can live any way they want. But this is not the case. Belonging to God means a beautiful, non-negotiable calling for one's life. And that is to reflect God to the world. What does the Lord require of you? Micah 6:8 asks, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let's spend some time breaking down this calling. First, God wants His people to do justice. This means stepping in and taking action to care for and lift up people who are hurting or vulnerable. Second, God wants His people to love mercy. This means caring for other people with compassion and liberal generosity, not reluctantly or begrudgingly. Our attitude and our motive matter. And third, God wants His people to walk humbly. This means bringing one's life in conformity to God's will instead of living how they see best. I think this third principle encapsulates the first two. Walking humbly with God means a life submitted to God's values, some of which are doing justice and loving mercy. So God has outlined what He desires from His people, but His people are not living this way. As a consequence for their neglect to love God and live accordingly, Micah warns that God will allow Israel to be conquered by foreign nations. But God also offers hope through Micah. He promises to send someone who He describes as a shepherd and a king. This shepherd king, Micah says, will gather His people, tenderly care for them, and enable them to live as God desires. It was Jesus who ultimately fulfilled this promise. He came to earth and actually embodied everything God's heart stands for. Jesus did justice. He served the physically poor, vulnerable, and disabled by recognizing their need and bringing healing into their lives. And Jesus also did justice for the spiritually poor, all of us who have recognized our sin and need for a Savior. He satisfied the justice of God, taking on the punishment for our sin and giving us an eternal good standing before God. Jesus loved mercy. He delighted to extend compassion and grace. His mercy naturally flowed out of Him to people in their brokenness, even when, especially when, they hurt and rejected Him. And finally, Jesus walked humbly with God. He accepted His Father's will for His life, even when it meant dying a painful death on a cross. What God requires of us, He accomplished for us through Jesus. And when we believe in Jesus, we are united to Him. This means Christ's perfect life of justice, mercy, and humility is credited to us. It means we have the power to live as God desires. It means when we realize the ways we're falling short, we have hope. So in light of this hope, let's spend a few moments applying Micah's message to our own lives. We'll spend a few moments reflecting on each of the three principles we covered and then responding in prayer. So first, ask yourself, do I do justice? Or do I merely like the idea of justice? Is there concrete evidence in my life of loving and caring for vulnerable people? God, give us a deeper understanding of our own vulnerability and of your sacrificial love that rescued us, that we might turn and show the same radical care to others. Now ask yourself, do I love mercy? Or am I hesitant or even irritated when led to forgive or care for someone? God, help us sense your great joy and quickness to offer us mercy, that we might be softened to do the same. And now lastly, ask yourself, am I walking humbly with God? Or am I calloused and unmoved by God's values and his calling on my life? God, convict us of any ways we are not living in conformity to your will. Forgive us for falling into empty religious practices but neglecting to live out your values. Transform us to live with a heart that reflects yours. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the power we receive in Christ to live with a heart that reflects his.
In the valley of the shadow, I cling to you.